But Curtis was too excited to be mad, too busy trying to prioritize the things he wanted to do, too full of questions. He asked only one of those before pelting down to look at the corpse of the creature they'd found in Shed B. Where had Mr. Dillon been last evening? With Orville, he was told. Orville Garrett often took Mr. D when he had a few days off. Sandy Dearborn was the one who brought Curtis up to speed, with occasional help from Archie. Kurt listened silently, brows lifting when Archie described how the whole top of the thing's head had appeared to roll back, disclosing the eye. They lifted again when Sandy told him about the smudges on the door and the walls, and how they had reminded him of moth dust. He asked his question about Mr. D, got his answer, then grabbed a pair of surgical gloves out of an evidence kit and headed downstairs at what was nearly a run. Sandy went with him. That much seemed to be his duty somehow, since Tony had appointed him a co-investigator. But he stayed in the supply room while Kurt went into the closet where Tony had left the garbage bag. Sandy heard it rustling as Kurt undid the knot in the top. His skin prickled and went cold at the sound. Rustle, rustle, rustle. Pause. Another rustle. Then very low. Christ almighty. A moment later, Kurt came running out with his hand over his mouth. There was a toilet halfway down the hall leading to the stairs. Trooper Wilcox made it just in time. Sandy Dearborn sat at the cluttered work table in the supply room, listening to him vomit and knowing that the vomiting probably meant nothing in the larger scheme of things. Curtis wasn't going to back off. The corpse of the bat thing had revolted him as much as it had Archie or Huddy or any of them, but he'd come back to examine it more fully. Revulsion or no revulsion. The Buick and the things of the Buick had become his passion. Even coming out of the storage closet with his throat working and his cheeks pale and his hand pressed to his mouth, Sandy had seen the helpless excitement in his eyes, dimmed only a little by his physical distress. Passion is the hardest taskmaster.